What's News? I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. President Trump is expected to sign a deal on border security that would avoid another shutdown. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, here are some headlines. A White House cabinet official has called for a review of the Indian Health Service following an investigation that exposed the agency's disastrous handling of a pedophile doctor. Alex Azar is the secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees the Indian Health Service. The investigation by the Wall Street Journal and the PBS series Frontline called Predator on the Reservation aired on Tuesday. It detailed the career of Stanley Patrick Weber, a pediatrician who in 2018 was convicted of sexually assaulting Native American boys. The IHS transferred him from one agency-run hospital to another after officials concluded he was molesting kids in 1995, and he continued working for the federal agency for 21 years. A former U.S. counterintelligence officer has been accused of providing Iran with information about highly classified U.S. programs after defecting to the country. According to the federal indictment, Monica Elfrieda Witt, who joined the U.S. Air Force in 1997 and served until 2008, traveled to Iran in 2013 and went on to disclose information that helped the Iranian government target her former colleagues. Four Iranians were charged alongside Ms. Witt and accused of conducting a hacking campaign for Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in a bid to obtain access to Ms. Witt's former colleagues' computer networks. All five are believed to be in Iran and are not in U.S. custody. The Wall Street Journal says Sears chairman Edward Lampert has a new plan for the retailer. The hedge fund manager who steered Sears into bankruptcy and kept it alive with a $5.2 billion offer for its assets says he will sell or sublease some of the 425 remaining stores. Lampert plans to devote more of the retail space to tools and appliances and less space to apparel. He also wants to open more smaller stores. The restructured Sears, which doesn't yet have a new corporate name, will be composed of 223 Sears stores and 202 Kmart locations, as well as the Kenmore and Die Hard brands. Mr. Lampert said he would remain the company's chairman but would hire a new CEO to carry out his vision. Still ahead, top lawmakers have reached a deal to keep the government open. The Wall Street Journal says President Trump is likely to sign the border security deal that lawmakers reached this week, a move that would keep the government open past Friday. Mr. Trump is getting pressure from many quarters to sign the deal and avoid another government shutdown. Joining us from Washington with more is Wall Street Journal White House reporter Rebecca Ballhaus. Rebecca, the president is likely to approve the spending deal that lawmakers agreed to, even though he's not happy with it. Isn't that right?
That's right. What we're told is that the president has essentially resigned himself to the fact that lawmakers are not going to agree on a deal that gives him more funding for his border wall, and that he is going to sign this deal, say he's not happy about it, but try and divert funds from elsewhere in the government to pay for the border wall instead.
What exactly is in the deal? Isn't it far less than the $5.7 billion that he wanted for a border wall?
That's right. So this deal would allocate $1.38 billion for 55 miles of physical barriers, and that would include certain kinds of fencing and levee walls, but not a concrete wall in the way that he had initially talked about. So the number that he had initially asked for was $5.7 billion.
What about trying to amend the deal? It's Wednesday as we speak. Government funding for many agencies is scheduled to run out Friday midnight. Could both sides, President Trump and congressional Democrats, try to rewrite the legislation before a final bill is agreed to?
Well, we haven't. The White House has not yet received the actual bill itself, the text. And the president did say yesterday that he planned to try and amend the bill. We've heard that they're still working through the bill on the Hill, but we don't really expect there to be any substantial changes because I think that they have now agreed on this deal. In principle, both sides have agreed to it. The president has indicated in some ways that he could support it, so I don't see them making substantial changes to it now.
Right, and at this point, he'll likely sign a deal sometime before the Friday deadline, but when exactly he signs it, we don't know when that is, right?
Right. We don't know exactly when that is. I believe that Congress will not vote on it until tomorrow evening at the earliest. The president is expected to go to Florida on Friday to visit Mar-a-Lago. So we're expecting him to sign it before then, unless barring any new developments.
And as you mentioned, Rebecca, President Trump says he'll build the wall anyway, so he'll likely get funding from other programs such as, what, disaster relief?
Well, right. The issue here is that he will almost certainly try and divert funds from elsewhere in the government to pay for the wall. The question is whether that effort will succeed. It's something that a lot of Democrats have said they don't support. It will likely invite court challenges from a number of different places. So it's very possible that he could attempt to divert these funds but get held up in the court for years or months.
Who exactly wins out of all this? I know there, obviously there's so many political sides to this. Is this basically a win for Democrats who haven't budged on the wall and sort of a defeat for President Trump?
Well, I think it's certainly more of a win for Democrats than for Trump because this is much less border wall funding than he wanted. He did shut down the government for 35 days because the deal that he was initially offered didn't give him more border wall funding. But I wouldn't say it's a total victory for Democrats. I mean, Nancy Pelosi had initially said she wouldn't even give a dollar to a border wall. This does give money to some kinds of physical barriers. So I mean, I think the only real winner is the federal workers who are not, it looks like at this point, going to be furloughed again as of Monday.
And I suppose there is no more talk about an emergency declaration that Mr. Trump had said that he might sign?
He said as recently as yesterday that that was still on the table, that it was still something that he was considering. But he has been saying that for several months now and hasn't acted on it. So it's seeming at this point like the administration would try other ways of diverting money from elsewhere in the government to the border wall rather than outright declaring a state of emergency.
Wall Street Journal White House reporter Rebecca Ballhaus. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.